Back to Back, your gateway to Canadian Christian music. On each broadcast, we listen to great music and interview the people shaping the future of Canadian Christian music today. Please welcome our host, Dale Borland.
Hello and welcome to the show. It is Dale Borland and you are listening to Back to Back Radio. On today's show, we've got some great music coming your way from 8th Line. And also we have music with Danielle Servard. But later in the show, we got an awesome interview with Jennifer Lynn. So the show is called Back to Back Radio for a reason. We're going to play two songs from each artist on today's program. So let's get down to our first song from Danielle Servard. It's called Sacred Place, right here on Back to Back Radio. Now, keep in mind that Back to Back Radio is brought to you in part by the GMI Hub. To find out more, go to gmihub.ca.
Why do I chase things that fade?
It has been long since proven that music is a powerful healing force, and singer-songwriter and neurologic musical therapist Danielle Servard breathes life into that truth. With her rich fusion of experience and forged faith and therapeutic skill, born and raised in Winnipeg, Danielle began her journey in classical music. But after being involved in missionary work for a year, her experience had drawn her into a contemporary Christian pop genre. So for Danielle Servard's second track, we're going to be playing her song, Wilderness, right here on Back to Back Radio.
I walk among the trees. I feel the forest breeze surround me. And I can feel This is the wilderness. Watch, wait, be ready. Hold your fire and stand your ground. Oh, watch, wait, be ready. This is the wilderness. I want you to take the listen when you speak, for you alone know the way. Watch, wait, be ready. Hold your fire and stand your ground. Oh, watch, wait, be ready. This is the wilderness. Watch, wait, be ready. Hold your fire and stand your ground. Oh, watch, wait, be ready. This is the wilderness.
Daniel Savard, great music here on Back to Back Radio. She knows how to walk the talk, living her passion for self-growth and healthy holistic living and self-care advocate, gifted with an angelic voice, known for her raw authenticity, driven by a passion for healing the brokenhearted. Daniel Savard invites others to find a hope in the source of her inspiration, the Lord Jesus Christ. To find out more about her, visit DanielleSavard.com. Now, later on in the show, we got a great interview coming your way with Jennifer Lynn. Great music as well. But before we get to that, I wanted to just remind you that if you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on Back to Back Radio, it's as easy as emailing advertise@backtobackradio.com. I'll make sure that you get the perfect advertising campaign to suit your needs. Next up, we got some music coming your way from 8th Line. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I open my mouth and I say to myself, why did I just say that? Yeah, we might just think to ourselves, I got a big mouth. Oops. Well, this song is exactly what that's all about. This is called My Big Mouth, right here from 8th Line on Back to Back Radio.
Trying all over the place. I didn't know what I said. Now I've got it playing over and over and over and over inside my head. My big mouth always gets the best of me. I hurt you. Why can't I just let it be? Bite my tongue before you say I'm in.
tell me that wasn't fun. Tough Nut to Crack coming up next, so stay tuned for that. But let me tell you a bit about the 8th Line. The 8th Line is founded in 2020 in Barrie, Ontario. They have played in clubs and community festivals. The lead vocalist, Scott Jackson, is a 40-year veteran CEO and founder of a network of radio stations in Southern Ontario. He's received a Lifetime Achievement Award from GMA Canada. Today, Scott Jackson is the frontman for 8th Line. So now we have Tough Nut to Crack on Back to Back.
It's gonna be a tough nut to crack. He said to me, a tough nut to crack. He didn't believe me, I didn't turn back. A tough nut to crack. Tearing me down, that was easy. Thought it was obvious, he didn't believe me. Catch my drift and my transmission. To talk, not to crack. He said to me, a talk, not to crack. He didn't believe me, I didn't turn back. A talk, not to crack. You're gonna hear what I have to say. You're gonna hear me on the radio waves. Standing firm, I cast my vision. Standing firm, oh, with my final decision. Standing firm, oh, wow, standing firm. It's a tough nut to crack. Yeah, it's a tough nut to crack. Well, nothing he could do would kill my vision. Guess he thought I would give in to him. A little tenacity was all around. You can ask Mr. Brown. At 3 o'clock, we flipped the switch. He didn't stop us, we moved in quick. Somebody said that it couldn't be done. Now we're winning. Said a tough nut to crack. He didn't believe me, I didn't turn back. A tough nut to crack. You got to be tough. Yeah, you got to be tough. You got to be tough. Tough, 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 tough. Let's go.
Line with Tough Nut to Crack right here on Back to Back. To find out more, go to the8thline.ca. Now, if you are a Canadian Christian artist and you're interested in having your music played on Back to Back Radio, every artist played on Back to Back Radio are GMI Hub artists. Now, that stands for Gospel Music Industry Hub. To find out more about getting your song on Back to Back Radio, go to gmihub.ca.
You are listening to Back to Back Radio.
And now I'd like to welcome to the show, Jennifer Lynn. Welcome to Back to Back Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Let's talk about the origin story.
Yeah. So I always loved to sing growing up. I was the girl singing into her hairbrush. I loved, you know, performing in my room, like, you know, singing along to, you know, women like Amy Grant. She's a huge, huge influence for me. She's the reason I actually wanted to be a songwriter. And so I love to sing, and I always loved to write poetry, but it didn't turn into actual songwriting until actually much later, when I picked up the acoustic guitar and I started teaching myself how to play guitar. as just a means to be able to write songs and put some of that writing to music.
Yeah, it's interesting how putting an instrument in your hand can actually help develop your songwriting. Very cool.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was like, I remember I bought the book of chords and sitting down and your fingers are killing you and you get frustrated.
Yes, those calluses build up on your fingertips.
Yeah, like you have to like stop and actually look when you're changing chords, you know, that whole beginning phase. So kind of got over that. And so that was something that I'm so glad that I kind of was able to pick that up, and songwriting. It's been such a lifesaver for me.
Now, probably a song that's probably introspective, but at the same time, it really includes a lot of people that listen. The song you've written, Sinner Like Me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wrote that in my apartment, sitting on my couch. I remember writing that. I wrote it going through kind of a season of questioning my own faith journey. And just asking a lot of questions, I think like a lot of people do. When they go through hard times, that's when you start asking all those important questions, like, why am I here? And what's true and what's not? And like, why does certain things happen to some people? All those kind of things. Even more so, like what my role was as the church, what that looks like. And is it a building? Is it the people? You know what I mean? So just asking a lot of those really important questions that I think a lot of people ask themselves, looking over my own journey and how faithful and gracious God had been to me personally, and being so thankful for that. And just realizing that, like, at the end of the day, God is faithful and merciful and gracious and so generous. Just being so thankful for that and kind of recognizing that, like, no matter what happens in this world, no matter what people might say or do, there's a line there in the bridge, which is, I think, my favorite part of that. It just talks about how knowing that his grace and mercy was the thing when everyone else just left, when everyone else just, when you kind of felt that, he stayed.
Don't get it twisted, I ain't no saint. These wings aren't white as snow. Yeah, I've seen and done some things. Little beat up from the battle. If you want scars, I'll show you scars. Looking for rest for this restless heart. It ain't my thing. No, I don't have all the answers, but my heart's been put through the ringer and ruffled up these feathers. I'm just a pilgrim here, nothing more. Just another beggar at mercy's door. It's a
One other song I love to touch on is Show Your Love, because it's interesting how those two songs kind of work together.
Yeah, absolutely. So that song, it ended up being kind of like a fun, upbeat kind of song. And especially in the world today, that's what we need more than anything. And so that song really highlights that, in my opinion, that life is too short. And then just to, you know, like the song says, say it with a smile, say it with a kiss. Life was meant to be lived like this. And life's far too short to cover it up. Show your love. The way that the world is today, that little act of kindness to somebody can literally nowadays make somebody's day. And I've been on the other side of that, where I'm having like a horrible day and just feeling really down. And someone's kindness, it really breaks down those walls.
Isn't any wonder when we look around us, it seems we lost our way. But if we look a little deeper, I bet that we discover just a little more faith. Just three words to get us through the day. Say it out loud, say it proud, shout it from the roof, leave no room for doubt. We only get one shot. Say it with a smile, say it with a kiss. Life was meant to be lived like
great to have a conversation with you. Thank you, Jennifer, so much for taking time out of your day.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
You too.
What a great time I had with Jennifer Lynn. So to find out more about Jennifer Lynn, just go to jenniferlynnmusic.com and take some time to look at her YouTube channel, The Real Jennifer Lynn. And I would really like to thank you so much for joining me on this episode. We had a lot of great music, and hopefully we're going to keep going and keep doing this as long as we can. So can you do me a favor? Pray that Back to Back Radio stays on the air. And there is one way that you can help if you want. You could go to advertise@backtobackradio.com. And we could discuss your product or service being advertised on Back to Back Radio. we'll be able to curtail a marketing strategy to fit your needs. Now, join us next time on Back to Back Radio,
where we're stronger together.
Thanks again. Take care. Bye-bye for now.